This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
You know, we're seeing a little bit of weakness in the overnight market. Not the best of technical closes, down near the lower end of the band. It seems like maybe a little bit of profit taken is maybe kicking in. I mean, what we're going to see on this march up, and hopefully we have more movement higher to go based on weather fears in South America, as well as how dry it is here in the United States. We're running into sellers, especially in the corn market, but even the bean market. Unfortunately, the producer is way undersold going into spring planting. So you're going to get these bouts of short covering by the funds, we believe, especially as you wrap up the end of the month, end of the quarter here. But then you run into that farmer selling that kind of upticks. He hits some of his price points, and then we kind of back off a little bit. So I think it's going to be kind of a two steps forward, one step back kind of play. But as long as there's concern about that South America crop, especially in the Safrina corn, because right now there's just not a lot of rain in the forecast the next 10 days. There is rain in the forecast, I guess, roughly day 12 to 15. But heck, you know how that is, Mark. 10, 15 days out, it's more of a crapshoot than a forecast. So we'll see where we're at with that. And then, you know, the Midwest, we were talking before we got on the air. It is incredibly mild here in northern Illinois. The birds are chirping. The grass is greening. It feels like it's going to be an early spring, but there's a lot of people kind of worried. We've had some very early dry springs turned into some droughts down the line. So, you know, I think there is some more weather premium to be added to both the corn and the bean markets eventually.
And we did see CONAB in South America finally make those cuts that we were expecting to happen to the crop in Brazil. Jim, is that going to be something that's going to give the market a little bit of legs, or was that just a short-time boost?
Well, it definitely got a short-time boost because we rallied yesterday. We're pulling back today when those numbers were released. But in general, it should give us a little bit of legs. I mean, the real question is, who's right? CONAB, you know, they put their corn crop at 112.8, down a million from the last guess. But the USDA, just a little less than a week ago, guessed it at 124. On the beans, CONAB put the bean crop at 146.9, down 2.5 from their last estimate. But that's way off from the government's, you know, 155.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
May corn, down 1 even at 440.75. May soybeans, down 10.5 at 1185.5. On the Merck, April live cattle up 67 cents at 188.92. March feeder cattle up 50 cents at 249.47. April lean hogs, down $1.12 at 84.22. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.